Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. An alarming trend I've noticed at my own office, and that is a new spate of scam phone calls. And this scam has been going around for a little while now, but for some odd reason, I just popped up on their radar because I noticed in the last few weeks, I started getting phone calls from the same phone numbers, although they're probably spoofed. And if I make the mistake of answering them, there's a long pause, and then someone gets on the line and asks me if I want to donate to a charity. And the name of the charity changes each time, but they're not real charities. And if I don't answer the phone number, they don't leave a message. But they have an auto dialer that just keeps hitting my number over and over and over again. And what many of these are is they're scam PACs, political action committees, but they're not real political action committees. So I read an article about this a little while ago, and when it started happening to me, I'm like, wait, this is me now. When it happens to me, it becomes interesting. So I'm going to tell you the story that I pulled off of Politico because they explain it the best, but you can simply run the phrase scam PAC, P-A-C, or PAC charity scam or something like that into the Google, and you'll get one of these articles, and there's a lot of articles, and they appear to be mostly dated from 2018 forward, meaning this apparently became a big thing last year, but like I said, it just now started hitting my phone, so... A political investigation finds operators under scrutiny for suspicious charity practices moving into politics because election regulators have little power over them. So Maggie Severns and Scott Bland wrote the article for Politico. It's like when they asked Willie Sutton, why do you rob banks? He said, because that's where the money is. FEC Commissioner Ellen Weintraub said of groups that raise money but don't spend it on political activities, referring to the Federal Election Commission. So a web of new political action committees raised nearly $6 million in recent months under the guise of supporting police, veterans, and cancer research, but nearly all the money has gone to their own vendors and staff as opposed to those causes, which is a hallmark of a so-called scam PAC. So I can tell you right now that I get these messages. It's the exact same script, but a different organization allegedly behind it. And they're always... They have names that sound good, like, you know, people helping children in need, Americans supporting breast cancer survivors, citizens in favor of fire protection, people trying to save drowning puppies. I mean, they have the names that sound real, but they're not, it's not like the Red Cross or a name you'd immediately go, oh, I've heard of them. It's stuff that sounds like it could be okay. So several of the people and the entities involved in the new PACs that we're talking about here have been investigated for alleged fraud and other illegal practices in the charity sphere. But after coming under scrutiny there, they have shifted into much less regulated realm of politics, a political investigation has found. The new PACs have feel-good names like, and these are the ones that they point out, Cops and Kids Together and Americans for the Cure of Breast Cancer. I mean, how can you be against those things? They have succeeded in raising millions of dollars from small donors in a matter of months and spent most of it just as quickly without supporting political candidates or making a mark on any policy issues. Their activities highlight an unpleasant truth. Political groups often receive less oversight and get more leeway than charities, even though they have to disclose more details about their donations and spending. Indeed, the Federal Election Commission has said it is all but powerless to crack down on scam PACs. A lot of money can be collected without a lot of regulation, said FEC Commissioner Ellen Weintraub. So the initial paperwork for two of the PACs bears the name of a former charity operator who had been sued by attorneys general in multiple states. Four other PACs were registered by a man who is another ex-charity operator who co-founded and formerly worked at a veterans nonprofit in Wisconsin that was criticized for spending an unusually high percentage of its money on fundraising and lost a lease with the federal government in Wisconsin after a veteran died on their property. A telemarketing firm used by several other PACs for fundraising is being probed by the Federal Trade Commission for alleged deceptive practices while raising money for charities in the past, according to federal court records. All seven of the PAC's paid business listing listed the same address as a company, which is in a Las Vegas strip mall, and spent most of their money there, according to FEC spending records. So the interesting thing is they can track these people better because of the records, but they're regulated less. leave it to our government to create a situation like that. Before late 2017, no businesses at that address had provided services to federal campaigns or PACs, according to FEC records. But in April, the seven new PACs disclosed spending $3.9 million with one company and other vendors at the same address, according to FEC spending records. Thousands more went to one of the men that we mentioned earlier and others involved with the PACs. So what a lot of bad charitable organizations do is they raise lots of money and they give a tiny little bit of it to the charity and they give the rest to themselves. Salaries, infrastructure, fundraising fees. And so there are organizations out there that will actually look up and find out how much money these companies, these organizations actually spend on charity versus on themselves. And that's a problem because there are some organizations that raise a lot of money for charity and then are so inefficient at it that 3 cents of every dollar makes it to an actual charity. So, you know, that's a big concern. And so what's crazy is that when people started poking at that, these people said, oh, screw it. Let's stop raising money as charities. Let's start raising money as political action committees. But when they call you, they don't say we're a political action committee. They say we are Americans United Against Throat Cancer or something. And they register as a political action committee, but they make it sound like it's a charity. And I know this because I've now spoken to, I'm guessing, 6 or 8 different operators because I see the phone number and I pick it up and I mess with them. And they say, would you like to give us money to stop this? And they name some horrific problem. I say, no, I'm in favor of that. They often hang up on me. I had one woman say, we'll put you on our do not call list, which I thought was ironic because I'm already on the do not call list. I digress. When Politico asked these people about their fundraising practices, an attorney representing the company and its president denied that they'd done any work for PACs. We do not now, nor have we ever, performed any type of fundraising services for PACs, an attorney wrote in an email. It appears that the company hired to make and file various quarterly reports with the FEC mistakenly listed this organization on those reports, in spite of the fact that we don't have anything to do with those PACs or any other PACs for that matter. I'm advised that amended reports are being prepared for filing with the FEC that will correct these mistakes by removing the name. See, yeah, you hire other people to do your important paperwork and they screwed up. It's their fault. So altogether, the seven PACs raised $5.9 million and spent $5 million of it without spending a dime on contributions or ads supporting any candidates or any other political groups, according to their FEC disclosures. The groups spent a higher share of their funds on operating expenses than 95% of all federal PACs that spent at least $100,000 in 2017 or 2018. Federal campaign finance watchdogs have flagged activity like this, high operating expenses and or large disbursements to entities associated with the managers of the PAC as indicators of scam PAC activity. So in 2016, FEC commissioners wrote a memo imploring their fellow regulators to go after such groups, which collect political contributions frequently in the name of a candidate, but which spend little to none of the proceeds on political activity benefiting that cause. And of course, it's worse when it's not on behalf of a candidate, it's on behalf of a fake charity. Americans Against Animal Abuse. Can we count on your $1,000 donation? The FEC has dismissed past complaints lodged by candidates who felt that PACs had misrepresented themselves to raise money using their names, and the commissioners suggested in 2016 that the FEC should display campaign finance data in more useful ways to help root out scam PACs, and they recommended that Congress expand campaign finance laws to include new anti-fraud and anti-self-dealing provisions, and of course, that never happened. So, just to be clear here, you're going to get a phone call if you have a phone. You're going to get a phone call. You're going to pick it up. There's going to be a weird click as they there's some device that recognizes a human as the answer to the phone. You'll then connect to an operator who's going to start reading a script and saying, hi, this is so-and-so from the Association for the Prevention of Meanness to People. And we are going to be sending out flyers in your neighborhood hoping for donations to stop this egregious activity, and we're wondering if we can count on your donation. Now, they don't say we're a political action committee raising funds that are overseen by the Federal Elections Commission, as opposed to being overseen by whoever oversees charities, which is probably nobody. But there's no one overseeing charities for the most part. There's even fewer oversights with respect to political action committees. So they're soliciting money from people. They're making it sound like it's charity, and they're ripping people off. Now you might say, Steve, well, who cares? Well, here's the one weird little twist to all of this, is that in theory, if you donate money to a charity and it's a qualified charity, you can write that off on your taxes to some extent, which is another thing altogether. But the point is that it's allowable, my understanding. And the point is that if you donate money to a political action committee, it's not charity. So when they call you pretending to be a charity and you say, oh, I'm going to be charitable, it does two things. It plays on your desire to be charitable versus your desire to be political. Okay? And number two, you might think you're getting a tax write-off you're not getting. Okay? So the association to end hunger in places where it hurts might not be deductible on your taxes, because it's a political action committee where 98 cents of every dollar goes to the people who run the committee, and it's four guys in Las Vegas. It's a scam. And that's the crazy part about our world, is these scams evolve. Who would have seen this one coming? Okay? But it makes sense if you think about it. And until they do something about it, I suppose this is what happens with Citizens United. There was a Supreme Court case, as you probably know, a few years back that said political action committees can raise unlimited funds and spend it however they want, as long as they don't coordinate with certain candidates. Money is speech. And so the second you have this now, you've got these weird unregulated things over here, and you're cracking down on charities. Somebody was, apparently. Somebody goes, wait a second, why don't I just run a political action committee? Less oversight. I mean, I got to file some paperwork, but I can I can pay myself 99 cents on the dollar to advocate for some weird thing that sounds like a charity. Why not do that? So I'm not here suggesting we change the laws, because that's not my job. I'm a lawyer. I help people work their way through the laws and deal with the law. But I am warning you that when someone calls you and says, I'm calling you on behalf of, and they name something that sounds good, like with every other phone solicitation, I'd say hang up on them. But again, you have to talk to people in your life. We all know the people who can't hang up on strangers. We all know the people who want to give their money. We all know the people, if you took them to Dog Pound, they'd adopt every single dog there, okay? We know these people. You have these people in your life. You have to talk to them and say, by the way, when someone calls you from some organization asking you for money, you have to understand it's not a charity. It's a scam political action committee. So that's the latest scam. It's a phone scam. It's a scam pack. So tell your friends, be aware of it. When they call you and they say, wouldn't you like to fight this cause? Say, no, I like that cause. I'm in favor of that cause. I want that cause to win. Get them to hang up on you, but they'll call you back. It's an auto dialer. But have some fun with them, but don't give them your money, and talk to your relatives. Make sure your relatives don't give them money. Okay? Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.